WR Mobile.
For North Radio.
What? Couldn't miss recognizing you. How you doing, buddy?
DJ4 CTV Mobile for ID.
Get right in there. I'm just leaving and getting some orthopedic inserts, and I was thinking about stopping over at Lowe's and trying to get a wire spool, but it's 94 degrees out here. How's your day?
Well, I always knew you were off balance. I guess you're finally going to be on balance for a little while. But, what's going on?
There's our resident idiot. You can talk right over him. It's no problem. We'll just drown him out.
There's one in every group of people. Can't figure out what they're doing. Anyway, I've been playing down on HF with JSA call.
What that is, to be honest with you, what?
A cross between FT8 and TSK, digital modes.
I'm not the brightest kid in the world on that, but I understand what you mean. You made any good contacts? I think the longest one I made lately was Marquesas Islands, I believe, out in the Pacific. But there was a big worldwide IARU contest there last week, and there was a lot of CW on.
They're at 231 now, and that's the first release they've had in like 4 years, and I've come across a couple of bugs, and I'm trying to figure out how to compile it for my machines, and I think I have an idea now. I got one of them compiled, and I haven't worked on the other one yet, so I've been messing around with that, and but I haven't really, I've made a few contacts, but I'm down on 40 meters, so it's been mostly local, east of the Mississippi.
This is Enduro TR. Well, that's good. Probably from 7025 up, I guess.
8 is where the JS8 spot is. KJ4 CTD, before I forget that again. Like I said, it's kind of a cross between FTA, which doesn't really, it's not very challenging, and PSK, where you actually can have conversations, but you're only running like 14 words a minute.
Well, that sounds like slow stem TV. I used to love to do that, but it's been so many years. That was on floppy disk. It's been so many years.
Goodness, but was that an 8-inch floppy or a 5 1/4?
Those small ones, I can't remember how big they were, Wyatt, but the program was set up on that. I had an Air Force veteran that used to work at the elephant ring over in Great Britain, intercepting Russian intercepts for the Air Force. And him and I used to get on, and we'd start out slow and then move up. I was trying to learn to go faster and sort of like dueling banjos, and he'd always manage to outrun me. He said he could run 40 words a minute there on intercepts, and I thought, oh my gracious.
It does have a couple of different speeds, and it's not like CWS. You don't actually have to know what you're, you know, you just type it in and hit the enter button, and it'll transmit for you. But they do have a high-speed mode, which is, I want to say it's 40 words a minute. But that's only if the band conditions will survive that. Because like FT8, it is designed as a weak signal mode.
That's the very best part about those digital modes, is that they'll outperform most anything out there, is the way I understand it, in sensitivity. I always, you know, when I was looking at radios several years ago, I was looking at the difference in the reception in microvolts and that. And, you know, they haven't come too far in advance with that, really, except with the DSP stuff is better, I'm sure. But, watch out not run over this guy. He's got a Trump was right about everything here. He's moving kind of slow. But I just couldn't see buying another radio whenever I wasn't going to get better sensitivity, you know. The only thing I would drive would be a band scope, and mine hasn't worked for a long time, but I get along just fine. But while I'm here at Lowe's, I'm going to run in and see if I can get them to give me a wire spool, which I doubt, but I'll check on it and see what I can come up with. Great talking to you. You have a safe day out there, and I hope to catch you down the line. KJ4CTD, I think it is Wyatt. I about missed your call there. This is NGLTR, 73's Wyatt.
Hey, Tom. Well, that was about a good time, and I'm getting ready to get blocked by Hogback Mountain over here by Landrum. KJ4CTD, and I'll be mobile for a little bit longer.
EW, that sounds like Wyatt on the line, on the wire, on the air.
Air, in this case.
It's going through a wire to the air, so I'm trying, man. How you doing? This is Ben.
Not too bad. Like I said, I'm going to be getting shaky here in a second. I'm about to go around the edge of Hogback Mountain over here at Gallantville-Landrum area.
I heard you talking, wasn't saying hello. I heard you talking JS-8, which I still have yet to try. I'm trying to get my new HF set up here. I just moved a week and a half ago, so I just got to get things in place, one piece of the station at a time.
I recommend waiting for JSA call version 232, which will probably be get flushed out soon. It's got three bug fixes in it that are really annoying bug fixes.
See, they just released a new version after a long time, so of course it's probably... probably a lot of, it's probably a big change log, so there probably are a lot of bugs.
That's one thing that they have to deal with.
Fortran and then started going behind the mountain, so I'll keep monitoring. I'll catch you on the other side. KO4ZEW.